I've spent my entire adult life far from my family and many of the people I'm closest to, so I've often had to rely on letters and texts and calls to maintain these important connections, let the people I love know what I'm feeling. I have long been confident in my ability to express myself in words written or spoken, but when my mother was dying and the pandemic kept me from her, I was constantly aware of just how much couldn't be expressed in words, especially once she had a harder time speaking or following the conversation. Although I called nearly every day, it never seemed like enough. By the end, she was mostly listening while I told her that I loved her. How much more, I thought, would it mean to both of us if I could simply sit next to her and hold her hand in silence? How much more might she feel my love if she could feel my arms around her? After she died, I was incredibly fortunate in the support I had from loved ones near and far. Friends sent food and flowers, cards and video messages. Neighbors wearing masks waved at me through my kitchen window, left bouquets on the front step. But none of them could come into the house, sit beside me, and listen to a story or give me a hug, and this felt like its own kind of loss. Watching my mother's live-streamed funeral from across the country, I realized that even an on-site gathering would feel lonely, absent the embraces and comforting touches we often look for and expect when we mourn. Very few people could attend because of COVID-19 restrictions, and no one hugged anyone else. They all stayed a responsible 6 feet apart, masks on, their faces and emotions more than half hidden from one another. Once or twice, I saw friends reaching out to one another from a distance, but they knew they couldn't come close enough for a real hug. Lower infection rates and vaccinations came too late for my mom and me, and so many others, to have the last visits, the last hugs we wanted. Still, I'm grateful to be vaccinated now, to find myself looking forward to life in the hopefully not too distant future when my entire family is protected. Slowly, unbelievably, it's becoming more commonplace to socialize with people outside of our household, to meet a friend for dinner or drinks or have people over to our house. We invited some friends, and their dog, to a cookout on Memorial Day, greeting them with unmasked grins and open arms, and when the following weekend brought not one but two small get-togethers, one of my kids joked, "It's just like the old days." Next month, I'll finally get to see my sister for the first time since Christmas 2019. It feels so good to share space with our loved ones, even though I'll never stop wishing that I could see and hug my mom again. And I know it will be some time before I'm able to travel to see all of my nearest and dearest who are scattered throughout the country. When I do see them, though, they've been warned I have a lot of hugging to make up for. I expect I'll never take it for granted again.